What is up, my carb lovers? All right, so in today's video, today's episode, I'm gonna be talking about one of the main contributors on why you may not be getting the results you want, and then what to do about it. And as always, if you're following on YouTube or the podcast, you could go to thecarbking.com if you'd like free access to any of my meal plans, workouts, or to join the next 21-day challenge where I will teach you how to lose weight and tone up without cutting out any carbs or calories. Just go to thecarbking.com to get any information on that. All right, so let's dive into this. So I was just reading and heard this quote by Dr. Suzanne Coven. I'm not sure exactly what doctor she is. You could Google her. Dr. Suzanne Coven. She says, "I have observed an epidemic of sorts, patient after patient suffering from the same condition, fatigue, irritability, insomnia, anxiety, headaches, heartburn, bowel disturbances, back pain, and weight gain. There are no blood tests or x-ray diagnostics for this condition. And yet it's easy to recognize. The condition is excessive busyness. Excessive busyness is one of the main contributors that is stopping you from losing weight, that is stopping you from getting the results that you want. And why is this? And so there's seven reasons why we may be thinking, why we may be keeping ourselves busy. And this is actually from Kyle Kowalski, who's an author, and he has seven hypotheses for why we are so busy today. Number one, busyness could be a badge of honor and trendy status symbol, or the glorification of busy to show our importance, value, or self-worth in our fast-paced society. So many of you are so busy because you think that's a good thing. When someone asks you how you are and you say busy, you feel like you're being more productive, or you feel like that is a good thing. But in the end, according to the Dr. Suzanne, it is absolutely killing you. Fatigue, irritability, insomnia, anxiety, headaches, heartburn, bowel disturbances, back pain, and weight gain. In today's fast-paced society, many people give you a badge or a high five if you say how busy you are, right? Number two, busyness could be job security, an outward sign of productivity and company loyalty. I can't tell you how many times I'm helping a client one-on-one and they can't hit their macronutrients, or they can't hit the goals that I give them because they say they're too busy, because they can't eat lunch because they don't have time to take a break at work or at dinner, or they can't go to bed on time because they have so much work to do. This is a combination of, number one, feeling like being busy is a badge of honor, feeling like we mistake busyness for productivity. We think we're being productive, but we're just being busy, right? When I constantly tell these people, like, if you really feel like you don't have any time to do anything throughout your entire day, this job better be paying you millions and millions of dollars, because they are killing you, right? But what usually happens, and what I found out, is it's not the job's fault. It's we think that it's that job security. We think that we have to constantly feel like we're doing something to have that job security, to feel like we're being busy, to feel like we're being productive for this job so they don't fire us. And what I found, once they're able to kind of get past that mental state, they're able to take a 15 to 20 minute break, and guess what? Nothing happens. Everything is a-okay. They think if they stop working that there's going to be this huge mess and they're never going to get everything done. But by taking that actual break, not only does it help them actually become more productive, but it releases just that stress, and it helps them actually lose weight because they could reflect and just have that mental clarity of what happens throughout that day. All right. So that was number two. Number three, busyness could be FOMO, the fear of missing out. Spending is shifting from buying things to have the have it all to experiences to do it all. Packing our calendars and social media feeds with the highlight reel. So a lot of times we want to stay busy because we feel like we're going to be missing out on something, right? Busyness could be a byproduct of the digital age. Our 24/7 connected culture is blurring the line between life and work, promoting multitasking and never turning off. This one was huge for me. I used to think that multitasking was a good thing, and that's because that's what being brought up, that's what people glorified and gave a badge of honor for. Oh, you're great at multitasking. You could do more than one thing at once, which is actually a terrible thing. There's scientific proof and scientific studies shown that there is no such thing as being a good multitasker. Multitaskers get less done than people that focus on one thing at a time. And if you've ever gone through my 21-day challenge, day one, I talk about how to schedule for success. And I showed you how to do it the proper way, where you actually have like a block schedule where you focus on your priorities first and then your to-do list. And so by having a block schedule, like for example, I'll have from 12 to 1 p.m., I'll work out from 1 to 2 p.m., I'll check emails. And so knowing that I have that scheduled out and I have a whole hour to do emails later, that stops me from checking my emails while I work out, right? And just having that multitask of working out, checking emails, making myself go crazy, not being able to actually relax and focus on my workout by being able to schedule properly and just do one thing at a time instead of multitask. Now I'm able to get my workout done faster and more efficient. Not only that, but I'm able to get my emails done way faster and more efficient. Where if I was multitasking, it'd probably take me the whole hour to get through emails of just constant stress on the mind and replying, where if I just sat down for 15 minutes, I'd knock them all out right away, no stress at all. All right, so multitasking could be a reason why you're always constantly busy. Number five, busyness could be a time filler in the age of abundance of choice. We have infinite ways to fill time online and off instead of leaving idle moments as restorative white space. So a lot of times we're busy because it's just a time filler, especially like today's kids, and not to blame kids or parents or anything like that, because I do the same thing. Like when I was growing up way back then, like we had to learn how to be bored because we didn't have the video games and all or cell phones or any of that stuff, right? In today's age where it's so easy to not be bored. There's always something you could do at any given second. And it's hard for us to just be able to sit silently in a quiet space and let our imagination and our mind go. So we constantly keep ourselves busy because we don't know how to be by ourselves, right? Number six, busyness could be a necessity. Working multiple jobs to make ends meet while caring for children at home. So some of us actually are busy. A very, very, very small percentage actually live busy lives. Because if you ask anybody, are you busy? 100% of the people are going to say yes. 100. It doesn't matter if it's a single mom with 10 kids and working three jobs, she's going to say she's busy. She truly is. Or if it's going to be the stay-at-home mom with one kid, she's going to say she's busy too. And the truth is she is busy, but both parents have to learn how to prioritize their schedule so they could have some time by themselves. And then number seven, busyness could be escapism from idleness and slowing down to face the tough questions in life, maybe past emotional pain or deep questions like what's the meaning of life or what is my purpose? So a lot of us stay busy to escape reality or So, being within your own thoughts, figuring life out, things you're trying to escape from, or things that you know that you're supposed to do. I know I'm guilty of this many times where there's really important things that I know I should be doing for business or be doing for something, but instead of doing that one thing that I really don't feel like doing, I keep myself busy and distracted so that I don't have to do that, right? Anyone else guilty about that? You could put it in the comments. And so it's those seven things that may be keeping you busy throughout the day when you don't have to actually be busy. And it's that busyness, again, going back to the quote from Dr. Suzanne Covid, being busy, excessive busyness has been a condition of fatigue, irritability, insomnia, anxiety, headaches, heartburn, bowel disturbances, back pain, and weight gain. And this is one of the main reasons why so many people that I help hold on to weight. It's until they're able to control their busyness, control their stress, where the weight just starts falling off. And stress and sleep are two of the biggest indicators of not being able to lose weight other than your nutrition. And so here, what I, if this is you and you feel like you're so busy and you're waiting for me to finish this up because you're so busy, you need to get back to work, whatever it may be. The best thing that you could do every single day, put it in your calendar every single day, block off 10 minutes. That's all you need. Block off 10 minutes. Everybody has 10 minutes. Find a quiet place and just be still. That is it. I promise you, if you close your eyes for 10 minutes a day and just focus on your breathing, there's gonna be tons of thoughts going into your head, whatever, it doesn't matter. For 10 minutes a day, close your eyes in a quiet place and just focus on your breathing. At the end of those 10 minutes, you're gonna feel so relaxed. You're going to have a lot more clarity of what's going on throughout your day, and it's just gonna make you a happier person and a less stressed person. So if you do that for 10 minutes a day, you're going to do wonders. And that is my challenge for every single one of you that listens to this. And I want you to report back to me either in the Facebook group, you could message me on social media if you're watching this on YouTube or a podcast. And I want to know kind of what happens. Just intentional 10 minutes a day. And if you can work up to it for one day, just one day each week, plan for 30 to 60 minutes, just by yourself. Doesn't have to be quiet. You're not. And what I want you to do is actually like reflect on your week. Two of the best questions that I always ask myself and that I ask my clients to ask themselves is, what did you do great this week? Number one, what did you do great this week? And then what can you improve on this coming week? Answer those two questions every single week and like actually like think about it. Don't just give basic answers, like actually think about it. And those two questions, if you do that at the end of every night, even better, but at least once a week, what did I do great today, or what did I do great this week? What can I improve on tomorrow, or what can I improve on for this coming week? If you just ask yourself and answer those two questions every single day or every single week, I promise you, 1 year from now, if not faster, your life is gonna be so much different. You're gonna be way less stressed, and you're gonna be getting the results that you want, not only in health, but in your career, in your relationships, whatever it is that you want to do. All right, so that is it. If you feel like you're struggling to lose weight and you feel like you're so busy all the time, have you ever said, I'm too busy, I can't work out, I'm too busy, I can't follow a nutrition plan? This is you, all right? You're welcome. And now just take 10 minutes, focus on your breathing, take one day a week, ask yourself those two questions and see what life does to you in the future, and report back to me because I'm curious. All right, Luke Rangel, Carb King. If you want to get even more results and want to learn how to not cut carbs, that's the worst thing ever. If you want to learn how to lose weight and tone up without cutting carbs or without cutting your calories, you could go to blastoffthefat.com. It'll be in the description and the comments. And I'll see you in there, and I'll help you out live. All right? Peace.